funny fellow. Before John Oliver, we heard a mix that I can't take that much responsibility for, frankly. I could, but yeah, it's probably the wrong thing to do. Is that what we heard last? No, actually, we heard Kevin So, Our America, from his new CD called Life Solo Acoustic. It came out a few months ago, as far as I know. At least that's when it came here, but I'm pretty sure that's true. Kevin So, he's been local for a long time, although I think he's moved to another coast. Yeah, this CD, funny thing about this CD that I noticed when it came out is the copyright is 2011. So we've been playing it for months, and yet here we are looking ahead to the new year. I don't understand it any more than you do, probably less. Before Kevin So was Richard Trumka, head of the AFL-CIO. He impresses me from time to time. It was an excerpt of his speech at the One Nation March, which was a, I'd like to say huge, but I'd be lying, national protest against the wars, against economic oppression, against everything going wrong, led by our president. It was the big left march on Washington. It took place on 10/2/10, October 2nd of this year, that is. And it was well overshadowed by Glenn Beck's thing, and then by the Colbert and what's-his-name show? Stewart, whatever. Stew Beef. So that was kind of a sad thing that happened this year, and that the left tried very, very hard to have a great big protest against the government, and it kind of fell flat. But Trumka gave a good speech, as did a whole bunch of other people. That maybe was my favorite 1 minute from the whole march. Before that was an excerpt from our comrades at Pop Defect Radio. They're located out on the left coast. You can find them at freakradio.org. They did that little audio collage about the Gulf oil spill, which had all kinds of stuff in it. Die for oil, sucker. A lot of what was in there was a guy called Michael Rupert, who was speaking about peak oil and relating that to the Gulf oil spill. That's an important point. That was made in 2010. We did our part to make that. And to rebroadcast other people making the point. That's what we're doing. And before that was a little BP ad, my favorite BP oil spill spoof ad of 2010 by Barely Political. That was them with Tony Hayward sounding even dumber than he is, if that's possible. I think that's it for me and the year 2010. I think, frankly, I've had enough of the 2010 thing. I'm ready for 2011. I hope it's going to go better for you. I hope it's going to go better for us all. And the bugle. I'm going to give up typing this in, and I'm going to make way for the humans who are being human. They will be in just as soon as I let them in. The views and opinions expressed on this program have been those of the participants and not necessarily the staff and management of WMBR, the Technology Broadcasting Corporation, or the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Thank you for being with me all year. Please be again next week when we will be doing whatever it is that we do, as soon as we can make that happen. Stay tuned. Coming up, Music for Human Beings. This is WMBR in Cambridge. They'll be here after this brief word from another planet.
This is Lisa Dickey
and Sue Goodman.
We are here on the steps of WMBR Cambridge, where a gathering of zombies is forming.
Mr. Zombie, why are you here today?
I wanna rock with you.
Sue, these must be cheese zombies.
Why, they must be waiting for
Cheese Patrol.
Mr. Zombie, how did you know
Cheese Patrol
was coming?
It's the time of the season.
Why, they're right, Lisa. On Saturday, New Year's Day, we'll be hosting our annual
Cheese Patrol,
starting at noon and going for at least 14 hours.
Mr. Zombie, aren't you here a little early?
Baby, I can't wait.
Neither can I. It's the only time of the year when WMBR plays all those gooey hits from the past.
And not just the really popular, overplayed ones.
Mr. Zombie, why are you looking at me that way?
I got my mind set on you.
I think they want us more than they want cheese. What are we going to do, Lisa?
But it's too late, baby, now. It's too late.
They've gotten Lisa. That's not the way this promo is supposed to end. Help! Help!
That ain't no way to treat a lady, no way.
Remember, folks, cheese zombies thrive on cheesy music. So whatever you do, don't play them, Helen Reddy. And don't tell them about
Cheese Patrol!
Saturday, January 1st, from noon to whenever, right here
on WMBR Cambridge.
Thank you. مرحباً مرحباً في Music for Human. I am Dr. Jalas Sakran, and we apologize for our lateness. But I hope you have been able to enjoy the beauty of the world under you. We are joined this evening by Dave. Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Happy to be here again.
Dave, it is so wonderful for us also to have you.
Thank you.
Let's listen to Dave for a moment.
Hope everyone.
Our rhythm is disturbed. Dave, I'm sorry. I think I cut you off there. Are you
it's
there?
All right. It's all right. Just enjoying the vibe.
Excellent. I think we also have dialing in psychically, and it's a wavery connection this evening because of the extensive outside traffic, but I believe we have Professor Levine, His Excellency. Professor, are you with us there?
Yes, I am trying to reach you. Can you hear me?
We can hear you beautifully, Professor.
Ah, beautiful. Well, of course, as you all know, I have been absent for several months. And the reason for this absence is that I decided to take a very special spiritual journey down into the depths of materialism. As a result, I spent many nights drunk, sleeping in the gutter. I reached a new spiritual low, and only now I'm trying to claw my way from this low.
Sounds very interesting, Professor. We'll, of course, have many questions about this, but so exciting to hear your voice here again in the studio.
And it is exciting for me to be here as well, and I hope to be here again in future weeks as my spiritual journey progresses and as I heal all the wounds from my deep depths of despair.
We are also excited, and it's wonderful that this evening's program is a moment of many returns, because we have with us tonight Red. Red, welcome.
Thank you for welcoming me. It's been a long time.
It truly has. It's been many, many, many years now, and it's again wonderful to hear you.
I'm glad to still be alive.
So this evening, I think we'll be very excited to hear about everyone's journeys and recoveries.
Absolutely, yeah.
Dave, you've been with me now for many weeks. Can you tell me about a recovery that you have had? Is there a fall?
Well, this move to this colder climate has left me feeling empty without my family. It's an experience that I wish I could share, but it's more of something of a journey that you have to do on your own. And I feel myself coming up as a new year's arriving. I can feel the warmth of my family across the country.
warmth, that feeling of belonging. It's so important. It's a very important part of being the social animal, which is a part of being a human being, I believe.
I was reading on the news recently. It appears that putting someone in isolation is considered torture.
Yeah, absolutely. I think... We're having some extremely strange technical issues, I think probably because of Professor Levine's extremely powerful psychic presence.
I apologize for that. I've tried to reduce the power of my aura over the past few months as I've descended into materialistic wickedness. But I found that as I increased my consumption in the physical world, my spiritual energy has increased strangely.
You found that as your wickedness has increased, aren't you worried of the possibility of no longer, the possibility of losing enlightenment is generally the natural karmic response?
I am slightly concerned that the karmic response has turned negative for me. And I think what I need to do as part of coming back on the show is to have the callers call in and provide me with some spiritual warmth. I know I've tried to provide it to the callers for many months, and I need that spiritual warmth from the listeners.
Professor, are you still there with us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Excellent. Yes. It seems that there was an extra link. I'm not sure the engineer is gesturing at me, but hopefully it has been repaired. We installed... I'm not sure. Engineer. It seems that we installed several additional shields to account for the possible disturbance. And the result was not sufficient because there was a hole in the shield. Well, Professor, it seems that, you know, as always, there are many calls, many people wish to speak to you. Let's see if that would be possible at all now. So if anyone would like to call in and join, the number is 617-253-8810. Let's bring that caller on the line. Caller,
hello.
Marhaban, caller.
Hi, Happy New Year.
A Happy New Year to you also, caller.
I want to have, I'm sitting there drinking a Coca-Cola. I don't mind if I mention the brand name. Sitting at home, spend the rest of my New Year's evening at home, watch the ball drop at Times Square. I have two metaphysical questions for you. Anyone on the panel wants to approach them.
Please call it.
What's the metaphysical meaning of the ball dropping in Times Square in New York City at midnight? It's the first one. Secondly, I heard tomorrow the date is 1111. January 1st, 11. 1111. What's the significance of four ones starting out the new year as far as the date's concerned?
Yes, caller. Yes, please, Professor.
Well, I believe that the significance of the ball dropping is akin to the expression we use when you've dropped the ball on something. You've dropped the ball, meaning that you've let it go, you've given up control. In the same way, we have to give up control of everything we've tried to do over the past year and accept that what is done, and it is time to move forward into the future with our lives.
Okay, that's a good philosophical positive outlook. Now, how about the fact that the date tomorrow is 1111?
That's just a coincidence.
Well, there are no coincidences in the universe.
That has no meaning.
There's no coincidence in the universe. Everything's for a reason. Cause and effect.
Well, I mean, it's not a coincidence, but at some point, the dates must be 1111. So yeah. It's simply an arithmetical fact. There's no spiritual significance.
And if I may add to that, and truly, if we are being honest with ourselves, the date tomorrow, it's not 1111. It's 112011, which seems to have a lot less significance.
Well, yes, you can say that, but I mean, some people sign their checks. They pay their rent first of the month. 1111. I mean,
I might suggest that you wait until 11:11 in the morning.
Okay.
And then try to meditate at that point at 11:11 a.m. tomorrow morning about the singularity of the universe, the oneness of all creation.
That's perfect. That's a perfect analysis.
So, Professor Levine, you believe that there is a message of oneness to the multiple ones.
I believe that is a message that this listener is ready to accept for himself.
Yes, I think the oneness of the universe, the cohesiveness and the oneness of all creation can be meditated upon tomorrow morning at maybe 11 seconds after 11, 11 minutes after 11 a.m., 11:11, 11 seconds.
That's right.
And plus 11 milliseconds. Get precise.
Yeah, and I think that in many ways, that window is always open. If you want to meditate on this fact, the possibility is always available. But I appreciate the idea, this significance that the window may be open for a brief time. Caller, why not begin meditating, 11 hours before this moment also?
Yes, it can expand on to infinity on the synchronicity of it all.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's endless, right?
Another thing I wanted to ask, I was downtown just this evening trying to escape the festivities of first night. I saw a doomsday preacher down by Macy's. He had a big sign both in Spanish and English saying, May 21st, 2011 is the end of the world. I talked to him about it. I said, why do you think that's going to be the date? He says, well, according to his biblical and mathematical analysis of the ages of the Bible, of the New and Old Testament, that's the date his cult figured out, his sect figured out. Now, you think there's any veracity to that? He thinks we're all going to be raptured up on that, the true believers be raptured up into heaven with Jesus on May 21st, 2011, and the rest of the world will suffer cataclysmic earthquakes.
I'd love to hear Red's opinion on this one because his expertise is in these sorts of theories. Red, what's your view? Do you think there is significance to that particular date?
Well, I'd like to make sort of two comments. It seems to me like people have always predicted that the end of the world is coming, that it was 2 years ago, 10 years ago, that it's on May 21st. And I've always wondered what those people do when the date of the foreseen ending has come and passed. I always wonder what goes through their mind.
Fred, it's a very beautiful point, because now that you mention it, every century for, I think now, seven centuries, there have been biblical scholars that have said the signs have all manifested themselves, the end is coming, and, you know, it's a matter of time merely, it's, you know, perhaps days until judgment will arrive. And, you know, I always thought this is a fascinating view. Of course, I think that they are simply replaced by new people constantly. It's the other thing is, you know, a philosophical thing. Caller, you know, I have to ask you, if it were the case, suppose that the four of us agreed and you were convinced that it was to happen, that May 1st, was it the 1st of May, caller?
May 21st, 2011.
So May 21st, 2011.
So the guy signed said, yeah, I actually videotaped the guy, my digital camera, because I was always interested in what doomsday prophets, what the rationale behind it is, which I asked him. I'm going to post on YouTube maybe in the next couple of days.
Well, yeah, that would
well,
be...
Well, I wonder more in general, why is it that we all think and yearn about this end times, end of days? Is it that our current existence is not good enough for us? We need some sort of perfection which doesn't seem to exist in our current lives?
Well, the Mayan calendar supposedly ends. The Mayan Indians have always been right about predictions in their calendar. It supposedly ends December 21st, 2012. And I don't know what's going to happen then. I've heard some Mayan native peoples, one person expressed that it's not necessarily the end of the world physically, but it's a new era dawning on Earth, maybe for the good.
But that's sort of precisely what New Year's can be all about itself. It can be about renewing our own spiritual lives and allowing us to shed the scales of the past and to say that we don't have to be the person we were in the previous year. We can be the person that we want to be in the next year.
Yes. So to answer my queries, I still think that a new year, it's like, it's just a new opportunity to do what you have to do in your karma, you know.
And caller, is there any resolution you have for your own life about improving your existence?
Yes, well, actually, I was at an anti-war vigil at Copley Square tonight called First Night Against the War, sponsored by the Stop the War Coalition in Boston. Also, they also had a sister protest about Palestine and stopping Israel's blockade of Gaza. So I feel that I want war and conflict between peoples to end in the new year. Though I know it may be wishful thinking, but still, it's without hope. Hope is a four-letter word. That's a good word. Without hope, to cease the man's violence against his own kind, then there's not much to be looking forward to. But I feel maybe with the progression of mankind, the humankind's consciousness into the new year, maybe wars will both the internal wars inside man's soul and also the external wars between nations will cease in the new year. I would hope. It sounds like wishful thinking, but you have to sort of be a wishful thinker to keep on sanity, don't you?
I love the idea of being optimistic, caller, but I mean, to me there are two things. The one is that there is no... In my mind, because I'm not a numerical person, there is no particular significance to tomorrow versus last week. And if it's a moment where there can be joining together, I think there is a lot of value in that. But the other thing is the idea of the world ending, I think, is it can be a paralyzing one. And I think the most important thing there is that if you are engaged in some work and judgment should occur, you should finish your work. I think it's important not to be over distracted by these possibilities. You know, it is a useful reminder to have one reflect on one's life, to be certain that you are doing the things that you like to be doing. I like that, but if it's, I think it's too easy to cause to be panicked because of these things.
You made a Hollywood movie about the December 21st, 2012, was out this past year. It's a kind of action, you know, cataclysmic movie to try to play on people's fears and, you know, just common mythology, you know. I forget what the name of the movie was called, but it was out in the theater this past year.
Yeah,
anyway, I'll let you take another call. There's probably other people who want to contribute to this conversation, so I don't want to monopolize the phone line.
Well, thank you so much for being with us, caller.
All right, well, have a happy new year, and Dick Clark at midnight will announce the ball dropping. He's still doing it after all these years. So blessings on Dick Clark and his American Bandstand heritage.
Thank you so much, caller. And we also hope that the new year is spiritually prosperous.
Thank you.
If anyone would like to join in, the number is 617-253-8810. Let's bring another caller on now. Caller, marhaban. Caller, welcome.
Hey, what's up?
How are you this evening, caller?
Pretty bad. Well, pretty good. How are you?
Caller, there are no complaints, I think. Others?
Take your bones.
Dave, how is Dave?
No. How is Dave?
I'm just feeling the night. This is a great night.
And Dredd?
I'm looking forward to the new year and hoping it'll be better.
Looking so peaceful. Professor Levine?
Yes, I am very optimistic that things will continue to improve.
Do you guys have any New Year's resolutions?
Any resolutions from us?
Well, I was saying revolutions.
It's, revolutions.
That's what Dr. Phil says, because you don't want to just resolute yourself. You want to revolute yourself, just revolutionize yourself. Do you have any revolutions, or do you want to just be a nobody, a loser?
I think, I'm very happy already with where I am, and it's just a matter of continuing a lifelong search for spiritual progress and to learn also about the skin and the human body.
Yeah.
Are you just touching people?
Yeah.
You're touching people?
Of course. That's the goal.
Okay. Just touch a lot of people.
Revolution is a very strong word. It implies a very significant, very severe, sudden change, and I dislike that concept. I prefer the concept of slow, steady progress and improvement.
Well, think about the American Revolution that took place over the course of 100 years between the time that we landed and the time that we broke up with our oppressors. To think about that.
Yeah, it's
that was a revolution.
Yeah, it's a slow change. It's, I mean, well, there were drastic times inside that revolution, but
well,
in general, it's...
History muddles things, too.
Yeah, you do have a point. But we grow on, and I think that for me, my changes, you know, I start them probably halfway throughout the year, you know, making decisions to do things and sticking to them. And I find
that...
What
did you do this year?
I moved to Boston. I quit one job, started another job.
Whoa.
I find for me that to put a date like January 1st to start something ends up being that I don't really get something done when I should get something done. For example, if I were to say at the beginning of December that I should start running every day on just January 1st and then just party it up until December 31st, I don't really get the things done I should do right when I should start. Like, for example, if I'm thinking about running every day on December 1st, then I should start it then. So I'm with the doctor. I really believe that we gotta, if you feel like you should start something, it doesn't really matter what time you start it. It's just when you gotta start it. Is it gonna be tomorrow morning you're gonna wake up and there's gonna be a ton of people going out and running all day long because that's their resolution? So in that, I really believe that we need to start our goals when we feel like they should start.
And furthermore, it doesn't make sense to go straight from not running at all to running every day. In fact, if you did so, you would easily injure yourself or you just give up and stop. Instead, it makes sense to slowly build, to run once or twice a week and then three or four times a week.
And
that's your opinion. There's a lot of scientific stuff out there that says that if you just throw yourself into it 100%, then you'll be fine.
And Professor Levine, I think can speak to that. Professor, are you still there with us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, excellent, Professor.
So I think the key is to change organically, to instead of make a resolution to slowly feel the energy from within your body, because it can't really be imposed from the conscious mind. It has to be a drive from within. And I'll give an example. I used to smoke cigarettes many, many, many years ago, many decades ago. And I realized that I couldn't quit until that energy, the desire, the burning desire would come from within my subconscious core. So I waited and I waited until I felt that energy was right. And I think the same is true for New Year's resolutions. One has to focus on building up the energy from within rather than trying to impose arbitrary rules upon oneself.
Well, I believe I agree to that to some extent, but I've had some friends that were in Alcoholics Anonymous, and they would talk to me about how sometimes you fall off the wagon and you have to get back up. And at those times, it feels like if you believe in the fact that you should start, you should do something and just commit to something, you can fail and you feel like you failed, as opposed to falling off the wagon, you can get back on. You can make a mistake and then you can just, you keep going. And so that's why I don't agree with the idea of this is the date it starts. You start, sometimes you fall off, and sometimes you get back on.
You're saying you shouldn't make any goals because sometimes you might not live up to that.
Not at all. I believe you should make a goal, but it has to be more organic, like Red has said. You have to grow into it. You have to feel yourself out, because when you're discovering a goal, you're discovering something about yourself as well. You're discovering how you react to it. Say, for example, take the example of running. You go in, you run the first day, and it hurts. It hurts really bad. If you want to try and run the next day, then it's going to be even more painful, and it probably is going to be bad for you. But if you start running and you say, you know what, this kind of felt bad, I'm going to take a couple days off and try this again, and maybe you don't run for a week, and maybe you say, I'm going to start again later on. But if you put that limit in saying that I try to start on January 1st and I failed, then I've already failed my goals.
Yeah, that's... Why don't we bring a second voice in to join us? The number, again, if anyone would like to call in, is 617-253-8810, and actually I think we lost the caller due to the there's back again the caller, same caller marhaban, thanks for your patience.
Olibanji, great to be here.
Welcome. I think it sounds like Arthur.
Yeah, that's me. Getting ready for the new year.
Arthur, and your travels, of course, have flung you far across the globe.
North Carolina.
Excellent, it's a very spiritual thing there. I remember once I reached out psychically, mentally, and felt that that a very strong spiritual movement there.
Yeah, a lot of history, old city. Went there for a wedding, a whole lot of love. Man, you know, I wanted to call in and go back to, I guess tomorrow is 11112011, and then I guess a milliseconds in minutes. But I thought what's actually much more coincidental, I agree that it's sort of an arithmetic reality that has to happen at some point. So is it special? I don't know. But I thought something was really interesting with the coincidence of winter solstice with the lunar total eclipse this year. And I don't know if anybody had a chance to see that on the East Coast.
It's too cloudy.
Yeah, there's so much ceremony with winter solstice, and ceremony or the opposite thereof, sort of people speaking out about the lunar eclipse, covering up their well to keep their water from being contaminated, turning utensils over to prevent those from being cursed, or just firing guns at the moon, yelling at the moon. I guess, I don't know if you call that ceremony or the opposite, but that mesh with winter solstice, for me, was a spiritual experience.
Yeah.
And I guess for me that was the end of 2010, and I'm already geared up for the new year.
Have you guys ever been to a club on New Year's?
No, I usually stay home and close the blinds.
Oh, that's cool. The people shine easily, shine lights around a lot.
Yeah.
New Year's is traditionally
kind
of scoot around on the carpet.
Yeah, butt first or head first.
Mm-hmm.
Or both.
Anyway, guys, I thought it was an amazing show this evening. Really enjoying it so far. Good vibrations.
Thank you for vibrating with us, Arthur. It's always a great honor and pleasure, and I enjoy speaking to you very much.
Okay, so let's go into the new year together.
Definitely, Arthur, and I'll be there spiritually and psychedelically. And
be with you on spirit.
Transdermally.
Okay. Yeah, transdermal mediation, I'll be there.
Excellent. Ma'a salaam, Arthur. Again, if anyone would like to join in, the number is 617-253-8810. Let's go ahead and bring another voice on the line. Caller, marhaban.
Hasta la pasta, Luigi Luego. I've only got one eyebrow.
Connor, I'm truly sorry. You must look very surprised.
And I can't see so well from here.
And I think all of us would join hands and just hope that the new year will be more fruitful and more generally pleasant than this one, which deprived you of an eyebrow.
Baba Booey, Howard Stern.
I think unfortunately we seem to have lost the caller. It's very strange, but if anyone would like to join in or try to join in to reach through the strange psychic blocks, probably having to do with the time.
I'm not sure I'm not sure if we lost the caller or if the caller lost himself.
It's possible. Red, do you mean it's some sort of personal apocalypse?
Yes.
I think it's possible that the number of the time, including the hour, minutes, seconds, the year, and the month and the day, with milliseconds at the moment the caller was lost, was in a very ancient language some sort of curse. But the reason that it is difficult to be sure is that I'm not sure which time zone the curse would be in. Which makes it challenging. Professor Levine, are you still with us?
Yes, I was going to say that when I have hired witches to make curses on people, I've always worried that they would move from one time zone to another. And of course, as we all know, curses tend to only work within a particular time zone.
Yeah, and I heard, but I've never traveled to China, fearing what I may find there.
Don't go. The toilets are real weird.
This is the among many rumors that China, all of the wide country, is in a single time zone, which is some sort of government program. Which, of course, I mean, I think that one of the beautiful things about living in this state, in Boston, is that that people generally are willing to ignore these government programs like the stoplights and other things, which are just
drug laws.
Yep. Well, can you hear me? I personally think that we should just simply abolish the idea of a time zone and get rid of this problem of jet lag altogether.
I have a question.
Yes, Carl.
You know how time is separated out into hours and days? Well, days is one thing, but like hours and seconds and minutes and all that. Well, who invented that? And was there another system that anyone else made? And like, in Japan, do they like, are there like 84 like won hours in a day, or like yen minutes in a 1 hour or whatever?
Well, Colin,
you know, or does everyone use seconds, and why did that catch on so well?
So let me see how much of this I can answer, and then let everyone else contribute.
I love that.
I'm fairly sure. So the time is done in 60, always 60. 60 to me just numerically points to the Babylonians, who had a number system which was base 60. So if I had to blame anyone, it would be them. The great benefit, of course, of 60 is that it is a very abundant number. It's a multiple of so many other numbers. Now, I believe there was a movement in my own lifetime to... there was a brief time where I saw deci hours. There was a base 10, sort of 10 hours in a day, 100 minutes per hour, 100 seconds per minute. But obviously, the system that we currently use is so popular.
So much inertia.
Absolutely, because, you know, it's like moving from the Betamax to the VHS. Yes. There, you
don't
have so many of them that it's impossible to switch.
Yeah, clocks.
Clocks. They're everywhere. Huh. The ancient devices. Hundreds of... Well, now I don't even know the units.
Babylonians.
Why don't we bring another voice in? Again, if anyone would like to call, we are reaching the end of our own deci hour. The number is 617-253-8810. Caller 7, marhaban.
Yes, you said inertia, where I believe you meant to say momentum. Also, someone called earlier for abolishing any idea of something. I would like to second that motion, and in the spirit of the new year, recommend that all ideas should be abolished.
As always, it's wonderful to hear from this weird caller. Let's bring someone else on the line. Caller 7, marhaban.
Hello.
Welcome, caller.
So this is Bill.
Bill, welcome.
Hi, Bill.
Hi. You know, I'm trying to make sense of the caller with one eyebrow. I think he was trying to tie into the whole 1111111 thing. My question is pretty simple. Is 1 the loneliest number? Indeed.
I think 0 is lonelier. There is nothing there.
I'd say a crowd is. I'd say 7 is the loneliest number, because you have 3 to 5 third wheels.
Everyone is arranging themselves in so many ways. There are 2 triplets there, or there are 3 pairs, or there's 1 sextuplet, and you are there alone. The 7th one. That's an interesting thought. Dave, do you have any thought about the loneliest number? 1/7 is also lonely, actually.
It's a prime number, so it's special.
1/7 is not a prime, no.
Well, it's a multiple of 3.5, but what does that mean, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't think that's true. No.
Do the math.
1/7, caller.
Thank you.
It's a multiple of 1/7.
Caller, I'm very curious also about your view on the end of time, which an earlier caller reported may be coming in the next year.
Is that supposed to be tonight too, or not?
No, well, the caller proposed. Oh, no, the caller reported that another person had
right.
Too many people
disseminated. I'm sorry. There was.
I don't know if I can take a stand on the end of time. Mm-hmm. I have a potato in the oven, and it's almost the end of time for the potato.
I love how what you did there, caller, because
that was clever.
The potato is, and there is nothing more. Really, I mean, to suggest, as one might, that you are more than a potato is, I think...
The end of cooking a potato is the beginning of a meal.
Dave, it's so true. Callers, anything to add to that? Because
no, that's perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, caller.
I gotta log onto my computer and cook my own potato, so... Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you also, caller, for being with us. Should we take another call?
Sure.
The number then again is 617-253-8810, I think. Oh, this is my... Maybe we won't take another caller. So it is, I think. Well, I think we're so close to the end of the hour here. Just think of that potato, and I think maybe just for a couple of minutes we could have a guided meditation. Well, why not? So we begin as a spud. As a tuber planted firmly in the ground and growing as an eye out of our mothers. Potatoes are not born. They are spawned.
They don't even get to see the light of day.
The potato is grown and harvested, is placed in the water, and you are the potato. You grow, at first bitter, disgusted. You reject being boiled, but slowly In spite of your bitterness, you acquiesce, become flaky, soft, and delicious. Everyone, thank you so much for being with me. Dave, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Red.
It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Welcome back. And Professor Levine.
Oh, thank you for being me.
I'm Dr. Janice Sakran here on Music for Human. Music for Human is New Age talk radio with an emphasis on you. Now and in the future, we are here every Friday at 7 p.m. on WMBR Cambridge 88.1 FM. Stay tuned for Radio Ninja. And the end is near.
For safety.
Number one.
Cars and bikes stop at red lights.
It's against the law for car drivers or bicycle riders to ignore traffic signals.
So don't buzz through red lights. There might be a pedestrian or turning car that doesn't see you coming.
Number two.
Look first before you open your door.
Numerous bicyclists have been injured or even killed by car doors suddenly opening into them.
Look first, and bicyclists, stay out of the door zone.
Number three.
Cross with the signal.
You are safest if you wait for a walk or green traffic signal.
Don't jaywalk. That's just walking into trouble.
Number four.
Cars and bikes should stop for pedestrians in unsignalized crosswalks.
Be nice. Be legal. Be safe.
Brought to you as a public service by the Cambridge Bicycle Committee and this station.
He came from outer space to save the human race. A creature with a dream. To entertain the children of the night. The rest, as they say, became history.
Magogo. The Show Show. Saturdays, 8 p.m. WMBR, 88.1 FM. Cambridge.
Hello out there, Cambridge. This is L Train. Surprise! Okay, I do have a disclaimer. It's totally going to confuse you, but bear with me. My radio show is on Friday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. You may be listening to this Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. or maybe you're listening to it live at midnight on Thursday night. Being that tomorrow or today, God, this is gonna kill me. It's New Year's Eve. I have got a, sub, to which I would like to give a shout out to Ali Muhammad for being the man, the great man that he is, being in here to play my pre-recorded radio show, which aired last night. Oh my God. Okay. Anyway, Happy New Year, everyone. also, my boss just disclosed to me today that his roommates were going to be throwing a party and that they mentioned playing WMBR while they